Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about what feminists really want. What do they really want? Conservative men, kind of, but not really. It's another hoax. It's another way to try to get men to actually date them because they can't find anybody that wants to date them. They can't find anybody that wants to put up with their crap, or if they do, they're men that are not conservative, obviously. First things first, welcome to my new sound. I went out and found this little $50 mic where the microphone's the size of a marble and the air muffler fuzzy sock, wind sock, is the size of a baseball. So I think I should come across as wind free, and it also doesn't have a very large listening radius, so hopefully it'll sound a little clearer to you guys and you won't have to stress about my sound as much as I was, because my sounds, my vocals sounded like crap in all my other videos. Quick update, I will be here in Texas for maybe another week, then down to Florida for a couple weeks, then I'm going to be out and moving into my apartment in Bozeman, Montana. I got a two-bedroom. One will be my bedroom, one will be a studio. I'm actually going to decorate and set up a good-looking studio with good sound and sound deadeners on the wall, and I will be back to good-sounding sound soon. All right, first, a couple of losses for the day, and then we'll get into how women want conservatives. The first loss of the day. This is a Facebook post, and again, this is a guy that is more conservative, and he says, you know what, I'm not into you. When a girl reaches out to him, I think there's a jet going overhead. Let me wait a second. This next one looks like a Facebook post where a woman messages a dude and just straight up thirsts for him. But again, this is a good example of why this goes in this video, because this is a conservative guy. And this is obviously a very strong, empowered woman to kind of chase after him like this. He shoots her down and she cannot accept the facts. She says, how you doing? He says, pretty decent. How about you? She says, good, good. Spelled G-U-D. He says, that's nice. She said, okay, let's cut the BS. I would F the S out of you. I would do you, baby. He said, that's a nice thing to say. She said, yes, and? He said, I think I'm going to have to decline. I have a girlfriend. And the woman says, she doesn't have to know. Not K-N-O-W, N-O, just N-O. She doesn't have to know. I can keep your secrets secret. He says, thank you, but no thank you. I'm in a relationship. She says, oh, sweetie, don't pretend with me. You wasted your chance, honey, as if you ever had one anyway. He said, all right, but I declined you, though. And she said, no, I declined you. This is cognitive dissonance. This is what I was talking about in my other video where that I just did the other day, where women they put themselves so high on a pedestal, they're narcissists, they can't handle being declined, they can't handle being wanted, and when this girl steps out of her comfort zone to mac on this dude, and he just smashes her down, she literally just says, you wasted your chance, and don't you pretend with me as if you and as if you ever had a chance with me, after he just literally shut her advances down. I'm telling you guys, you know, we joke about this a lot, but women are legit going narcissistic crazy. A lot of them, not all, a lot of them. This is why, again, when you go back to the easily acquired, this is the kind of weird thing these kind of women do, where they're like, don't you worship me? Don't you think I'm beautiful? And you're like, no, I'm good. And she's like, well, you couldn't have me anyway. It's like, I don't want you. But you, like, they just go nuts on this stuff. It is hilarious. Last one. This is a video that was posted on Twitter, and it's this girl thirsting, you know, going around for attention, trying to get attention, and she walks up to a security guard and asks him, what do you rate me as far as hotness and everything else? So let's take a look and listen to this real quick.
What's your name?
Isaac.
What do you rate me out of 10?
I'm happily married.
Okay, so if you had to rate me, if you didn't have a wife, come on.
If you want. Just a little desperate, that's why. The most important person in my life is my wife. Yeah, she's number one.
Thank you. Bless.
So she's like, oh, thank you, bless, sweet, that's nice. But he shuts her down. She comes up, and again, in case she couldn't hear it, she says, what do you rate me 1 to 10? He holds up his hand with his wedding band on. good for him, I guess. I still don't believe in marriage, but he says, I'm married. And she said, okay, well, if you're single and you have to rate me 1 to 10, he says, 1. You come across as desperate. But at the end, if you ask that girl, do you think he's attractive? She'd be like, yes. And she'd find the fact that he is happily married and exclusively with his wife. She would find that attractive as well, even if she's, you know, progressive or whatever else you want to call it. This is something that men need to understand, is that when men say, oh, I'm all in on the girl power and I'm all in for womanism and feminism and all this stuff, and I'm all in on your side, women will cheer that on because they have an ally, but they don't cheer that on because they find it attractive. Remember that. Stick to your guns. And women do want men with principles, even though they don't have any principles. Well, not all women, but the women that I'm talking about. Let's get to the main article here. Why progressive women want to date men who act like conservatives. Now, let me slow down real quick. And this is just from July 10th. So this is like from a week ago. Let's read that again carefully. Why progressive women want to date men who act like conservatives. They don't actually want conservative men, at least according to the title. They want men that act like they're conservative. In other words, they want you to be progressive like they are. But when it comes to traditionalism in a relationship, they want the man to be conservative. Why? Because a conservative man can be relied upon, and he can be strong, and he can be dependable, and he'll still open doors for women, and he's still happy to pay the check, and he still plans dates. He does all the masculine things that women really like, except they don't really want him to be conservative, because they want him to vote and think the way they do on things. So let's read down through this. They say, my friend Mark, 36, is a, quote, catch by many New York City standards. He's good-looking, highly educated, and a talented photographer. He's also progressive and participates in protests and gives to left-leaning causes. And Mark is looking for love. He wants to get married and have kids. In a liberal city like New York, swimming with single women wishing they weren't, one could assume Mark wouldn't have a problem finding a mate. And while he dates and recently had a couple of short-lived relationships, Mark remains single. He's trying to understand why. I'm really open-minded and cool about gender stuff on dates, but I always feel like I'm walking on eggshells, Mark told me. If I pay for dinner, it signals I don't value my date as my equal, so I'm super casual about it all. If she wants to pay or split it or whatever, that's fine by me. See, this is the thing that I talk about when women say we want equality, we want to be treated as equals, we want everything to be fair, 50-50, patriarchy, all this other stuff. And guys say, okay, I'm on board with that. So he's super careful walking around on eggshells. And he says, well, if I pay for dinner, it signals to her that I don't respect her and she's not my equal. So I'm casual and we'll split it, or if she wants to pay it, I let her. That is a fail. Women do not like that. Why? Because she sees you, Mark, as a resource, and you're not providing that resource. And she's not super turned on or hot by you, because you probably wouldn't even have to take her to dinner. You could probably just take her home and have a casual hookup with her. Or even if you do split the bill. Look, I'll tell you something, and I know I've heard guys talk about this before. These super chads, they can go out with a girl. The girl will jump through hoops for him, will pay for the bill for him, will do all these things for him. And he can act the fool and act the jerk. He still gets to sleep with her. So what Mark doesn't understand is he's correctly listened to their wishes, but their wishes aren't really their wishes. He says, or she says, I told Mark that despite his best intentions, his egalitarian dating style could be the problem that's holding him back. While some women balk at any hint of traditional male gender behavior, more lament the loss of chivalry. I am one of them, she says. I find it attractive when a man plans our first few dates and knowingly walks curbside when we're together. It signals he wants to protect me from passing traffic or errant puddle splashes. I'm going to open the link where she says I'm one of those. I'm going to see what her article was. Right. So women balk at traditional. They want chivalrous men when it's suitable for them. In other words, when it comes time for the bill, I like chivalry. When it comes time to walk towards the traffic side of me, so if a drunk driver or somebody comes and smashes through us, you can get creamed while I'm away and I'm safe, because that protects me. I want you to do that. I want you to pay the bills. I want you to plan the dates. I want you to do all that. But when a guy says, well, you know what, but I'm also conservative and that I'm married and I respect my wife, or I don't want somebody with a high partner count, or that you know, some girl that reaches to me on Twitter or Facebook messaging, whatever, that says, oh, I want to do you, and I'm like, I got a girlfriend, turns around and insults him, he's also the guy that doesn't want that. See, you can't have, like, spicy work is real work. You can't have a guy that's conservative saying, I agree with that, but also I'm going to do these other conservative things. No, guys are usually either all conservative, or if they're socially conservative, then they don't agree with the poly and the multi-partners and the high bed count. They're just not. And you're not going to find a guy that agrees with that. What you're going to find is a female ally that will pretend to be conservative, will pretend to be caring, but isn't. And these guys are shifty, and you need to be afraid of them. But again, these women are telling you something. Women are telling you they want you to agree with them, and they want you to support them and their causes, but they still want the traditional roles that a man used to bring, but they don't want to bring any of the traditional female roles to the relationship. Again, they want it all, and you should have nothing. She says, when I was a kid, my mom told me to always walk curbside, but I assume my generation of women would think that's too old-fashioned, Mark told me. Now I'm really confused. Yes, welcome to what it's being like a man. Like, we're all confused, Mark, not just you. The female desire to feel protected and looked after is built into our DNA, says evolutionary psychologist Jeffrey Miller, a professor at the University of New Mexico and author of several books, including The Mating Mind. It's a mismatch between what progressive women say they want and what they actually respond to, Miller told me. Women's instinctive mate preferences have evolved for hundreds of thousands of years for guys who are competent, strong, good providers, good protectors, and happy with the sexual division of labor, he added. Women want decisive men who are also compassionate and thoughtful. Right. So, biology and history tells us that women want men that are competent, strong, good providers, good protectors, and men want their role, and women should have their role. In other words, if I fix the car, if I fix up the house, if I mow the lawn, if I do these manly duties, you still need to vacuum, you still need to do laundry, you still need to cook. Men like that. The minute that you start mixing everything up, and a lot of you guys, I'm one of these people that know this, the minute you start saying, okay, well, we're going to go 50-50 on everything, and a guy says, okay, is it 50-50 on the laundry? Yeah, or a lot of times guys have to do it because women don't. Now, there's times women have to do it and the men don't. I'm not saying, but there are times I've been in a relationship where I had to start doing everything. Is there times that women and men will split cooking? Yes. Is there times that women will go out and fix the car or put air in the tire? Well, not very often. A lot of times women don't know how to do that. That's why men can tell women to go into the automotive store and pick up a bottle of blinker fluid, and she'll go in and ask the clerk, where's the blinker fluid, even though no such thing exists. Do women offer and raise their hand to take out the heavy, stinky garbage? Not so much. Do women raise their hands to go out and mow the lawn if you only have a push mower and it's 105 degrees out? Not so much. So what happens? Men still have to do the manly role, and we also have to help out on the womanly role. See, it doesn't work like that, and men have caught on. Men know the game now. Now, you need to provide me with the female support. I will provide you with the male support. Men are not just going to go out there and go, well, here, I'm going to give you male support, and also I'll help you with the female support. No, that doesn't work. Mark is now, unfortunately, finding this out the hard way. They continue on. A 2018 study from Iowa State University backs this up, reporting that progressive women prefer men who demonstrate more traditional dating behaviors. The women found these men to be more attractive because they signal a willingness to invest by being protective, committed, and by providing resources. That's, again, we've talked about it before. That is hypergamy. She wants you to make sure you promise your resources and that you give to her. But remember, she doesn't have to give to you, because that's patriarchy, and that's, you know, feminism fights for equality. So again, you give everything, she gives what she wants, which is not much anymore, and you should consider it a win. Doesn't work like that. But women are not happy with that. And these guys that are, oh, I'm on your side and I'm totally with you, they aren't getting it either, because the women are like, no, I kind of really don't want anybody that's like that. Let's see. Now they talk about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, who's a country singer. I'll just read this quick because I guess maybe it's a good example. Gwen Stefani presumably has no doubt of these findings. On July 3rd, the pop star who was raised in a blue state, California, wed country and Western star Blake Shelton, and a native of Red State, Oklahoma, who was pro-gun and a famous gentleman. Shelton even asked Stefani's father for his blessing before proposing in the Catholic wedding chapel he built for his bride. I would like to say, you are a simp, sir, and when it comes to politics, you guys are going to be fighting so much that she will leave you and probably take half your stuff. When she asked what she loves about her betrothed, Stefani gushed, "He's full of love and generosity. He's very giving." Now, does that just mean of his heart, or does it also mean monetarily? "So you feel safe. You can lean on him and trust him." Again, they still want the men to be the pillars, but they're not bringing their half of it. She continues on, "My friend Rock, 44, exemplifies this type of old school man. His girlfriend, 36, is a typical New York City progressive feminist." Wow, Rock, you are stupid. "Before me, she dated liberal artists and creatives. I work in corporate America and am much more conservative and methodical. I pay for stuff, open doors, and she likes that I walk on her right side because she has a mild case of scoliosis," he added. "The couple has been together for 5 years." Again, so basically, "I work in corporate America. I pay for stuff. I open doors and I walk on the side of her that has scoliosis so she can continue to look pretty." Notice he didn't say a lot of what she's doing for him. Now, maybe she does, but if you ask me, it sounds like he's getting taken advantage of. Carrie, 45, is a fundraising executive who dated a man in 2018 with similar left-leaning values and beliefs. But before long, his egalitarian dating attitude and a lack of initiative to plan dates led to a breakup. She said, "At work, I'm the boss. I have to run the show, be the cheerleader, have tough conversations," she told me. "I make decisions all day long. At the end of the day, I want my guy to say, 'Babe, I got this.'" Carrie's next boyfriend was a conservative who works in finance. Without fail, he would pick the place, set the time, and then ask if his plan worked for me. It felt great to know he was taking care of it all. Yes, because he is your manservant at that point. Now look, I'll tell you this. Here's the thing. If you want me to pick the date, and I'm dating somebody, we'll do it like this. "Hey, I feel like pizza tonight. What do you feel like?" She might say sushi. I say, "You know what? I can do sushi. All right, we'll go to your place this time for sushi, and next time it's my pick." And then you go to sushi, and the next time it's your pick, you go and you can say, I want to go to pizza or get burgers or whatever, and you go to that. If she argues, that's where you say, "Look, last time we did what you wanted. It's 50-50. This is how it has to go." But the fact that she says without fail he would pick the place, which is good, he would set the time, which is good, and then asked if his plan worked for me, that's fine. But was he picking it for her? Was he picking it for himself? Or were they splitting it? See, because if he's just doing it to make her happy, now he's jumping through hoops for her. So he's really, maybe he's conservative, but he's also a blue-pilled, like, normie. And that's not good for the man's happiness in the long run. She says, "I appreciate a man who opens the door for me and picks up the check. This makes me feel safe, like I can count on him for other things. I'm grateful when a man steps up and acts like a man. It makes me feel more feminine." Notice the theme in all of these. Picking up the check. He's going and he takes care of me. He's looking out for me. Again, in the beginning, it's this Mark guy was splitting the check. And the woman's like, "No, I don't like that. I like when..." So again, she wants him to do all the traditional valuable roles that a man provides for a woman. But these women are not giving it back. How do I know? Because she literally says, I'm like a Californian or a New York feminist. We know that that her money is not equally going towards the bills. We know that she's not going to be like, "I've got the dishes and I'll cook and I'll do the laundry and I'll make sure if you have any needs in the bedroom, I'll take care of it." Feminists don't do that. But they still want all these traditional roles. While Carrie and her boyfriend broke up for reasons outside of political views, she remains a feminist who will only date conservative men, although she draws the line at far-right conspiracy theorists. While she met her most recent ex on a plane, she now used dating apps to find her next love and said she's more likely to swipe right on profiles of men who say they prefer more traditional dating behaviors. It's a good indicator that there's a shared mindset, Carrie, the feminist, said. No, there is a conservative and feminist are not on the same mindset. But the conservative thinking guy is providing those conservative roles. Carrie's preference for conservative men comes as no surprise to Professor Miller. This is a time-tested set of behaviors, strategies, and cultural norms that have lasted for centuries because they help find and keep good mates, he said. And everybody knows this. Women in their hearts know this, and men don't take them at their word. Now my friend Mark is planning to stop making the same mistakes. He told me he's going to start dating like a conservative and hopefully find his ideal progressive wife soon. Right. And you're going to be miserable, Mark, because you're still going to have to do both the conservative things of picking up the check and protecting her, but you don't get any of the great, I don't know, female or feminine benefits that a relationship gets. Let me look at these other, this is the other article she linked to. What feminist New York City women really want in a man. Okay, so you guys get it. They're going to try to tell you, I want a conservative man, but not politically conservative. Not when it comes to dynamics of, I don't want you to have a ton of partners. You should pick your relationship and your long-term relationship while you're young and in your 20s and in your most feminine state and you bring the most to the table. No. They don't want any of that. They just want you to be progressive, but also treat her well like a queen and make sure to pay the bills and protect her and pick up the check. And so basically they want a progressive man that is kind of their manservant. That's the way I see this, because there's no way that they really want a conservative man as a feminist. I'm sorry. I just do not believe it. Ladies, you can try to fool us, but we're on to your games and we're not going to play along. All right, let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this one again, not, she wants a conservative man. But she is not a conservative woman. Definitely. She says, I'm 20. It's a picture of her in yoga pants with a very big belly. She is preggers. She says, I'm 22. Single mom of my almost one-year-old daughter. And I took out her name. Almost 6 months pregnant with my second daughter. Took out her name. And two worthless baby daddies. Smiley face. Okay. Yes, they're probably worthless baby daddies, but also you are just as much to blame for getting in the way of a mother. You're just as much to blame for being pregnant. You're just as much to blame for picking bad men to allow them to impregnate you. And you say you're almost 6 months pregnant, which means you basically were letting your 5 months or less ago, you were letting your one of your baby daddies smash you. That is not conservative. You haven't even had your kid or gotten over being, because the one daughter, she says, single mom of my almost one-year-old daughter. So that means she has one kid with a baby daddy, and in less than 6 months after that one, she gets pregnant by another different dude, because now she's almost six. So she's got a six-month pregnant and a one-year-old. That's two different baby daddies in a year, and you're going to now say that that they're worthless? Sorry, you're just as worthless, or if not more so. Because again, women are the gatekeepers. She's the one that allowed worthless men to hop on that and not pull out and not protect yourself. She says, don't be scared. Pregnant girls are fun. Yes, I've heard this in many dating profiles that I read about pregnant girls. Pregnant girls are fun, and that's why they're pregnant, because you're fun with anybody. She said, I'm just looking for someone who's loyal, trustworthy, caring, and show me what it's like to be treated like a queen. I don't just want a relationship. I'm looking to find someone to finally settle down with at 22. I'm done with these little ass boys. Hit me up. Again, you let the little boys come in and have their fun, and then you turn around, I want someone to wife me up and treat me like the queen that I deserve. I'm looking for someone to finally settle down with. You have to be loyal and trustworthy and caring and show me what it's like. You're not loyal. You're not trustworthy. You're not caring. Because if you were, you'd say, you know something? I was with one worthless man and I have a kid. And I need to figure out what I'm going to do and how I'm going to raise this kid properly. And I'm going to make sure that I get my life back on track. But no, she turns around and does it a second time. Really what this is a bailout. I'm looking for somebody to bail me out. I'm 22 years old. I've made horrible life decisions. I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm really scared. I'm really effed up. Someone please come save me. That's what this is. And again, you know, I read these and they're horrible and we kind of have a smile or a laugh, but I also shake my head and say, this is what young women have been led to believe, that this is a good way to live your life, that it's strong and empowering and you can go out and be just like a man and sleep around and have all this fun. And the flip side is there's two guys out there that are probably going to have to pay child support to this woman. Okay, so no one in this, and the kid loses above all else. These kids are going to lose. So there's no part of this is good, but this is what this indoctrination does. And until we get away from this and go back to being true conservative values with many of the decisions that we like, that we do in life today, this is going to continue to happen. Not funny, it's kind of sad, but that's where we are in life today. And again, this is why conservative men, a lot of them, are coming out of the blue pill, going kind of getting red-pilled a little bit, saying, you know something? No, I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be the guy that a woman gives nothing, I give everything, and then when she gets bored of me or she wants to argue about politics, I become the bad guy and I pay for this. That's not happening anymore. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, don't join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. We've got like a couple hundred more to go, and we're going to have 30,000 members over there. Join me, and you can read the memes, you can read the posts, you can have fun with it. If you join as a supporter, you're going to get unique content. I just posted another video over there today about politics, which I don't do on this channel. But you're also going to get one-off Better Bachelor, local Better Bachelor videos that I can't talk about here, and it's a free speech forum. So join me over there and support me if you would. I would really appreciate it. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, they're going to say they want a conservative man. They want the man to bring all the traditional male values to a relationship. But when it comes to providing the feminine values to a relationship, they say, nope, that's not equality. That's patriarchy. And I'm a feminist and I don't support that stuff. So in the end, you end up bringing everything and they end up bringing nothing.